Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Tuesday, the 18th of February. Now, I suppose we need to start this today's trading with a few disconnects to really kind of refer to. It's kind of a continuation on towards the end of last week and continuing a little bit yesterday. So we're seeing, again, in the last hour or two, we're seeing a bit more of an upside rally in the indices. It's kind of a melt-up market dynamic. Now, it's pretty much moving higher in a little bit of isolation. So bond markets are actually edging. So we've got this risk-on market dynamic if you look at equities. But there's certainly pockets of concern elsewhere, wherever you decide to look. We just had some UK data out as well, which we'll have a look at in just a moment. Now, some of the data does seem to present a bit of a problem for central banks. Now, they're still maintaining a relatively dovish view in spite of the data. And they keep saying, or making reference, that they are focused on the data. They'll make decisions around the data. So we have this slightly unusual market dynamic where we kind of have potentially risk-off market conditions and risk-on market conditions at the same time. So it does present a little bit of a problem for us because we either need to be buying the equities or we need to look for some risk-off trades. And really, the decision on what we do seems to be kind of 50-50 potentially. So let's try and make sense of these markets, which is not particularly easy just right now. So as a quick introduction, in all profitable trades, we need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature. Where do we enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? So whatever we decide to do in these markets, our suggestion is that trade size remains conservative, i.e. not too aggressive, not adopting an aggressive stance for these markets. We need to probably cherry pick better opportunities, higher probability trades. And that's what's proving really quite challenging if you look at some of the market fundamentals that's driving these market moves. How do we manage each trade? So when we get into a trade, yesterday we were able to get into the Euro Yen. It was only one opportunity that we were able to look at. So we'll have a look at that trade in just a second. Along with trading psychology, so how do you deal with quite a choppy backdrop in these financial markets. That's really the dynamics in which we're currently trading. So it is important to try to stay a little bit calm, try to, be more targeted rather than throwing a series of trades at the wall and seeing which sticks, maybe cherry pick very specific opportunities for very specific reasons. That's what we're going to continue to do until, I suppose, some of the market fundamentals begin to move in line with our expectations, really. All right, so as you know, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of maintaining consistency when we trade, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as and when required. So we are quite patient at the minute. It's quite annoying because we'd like to be a little bit more active, but when you have contradictions in these markets, it does make it really quite a difficult space. Now, yesterday, I'm sure you're probably aware, but it was a bank holiday in North America. So not particularly active trading session yesterday as a result. Again, pretty much in line with our expectations. Now, we've seen a little bit of a rally in the industry markets just over the last couple of hours. So we'll have a look at that move now in just a moment. So we still have quite dovish central bank rhetoric despite this little global bump in inflation. So normally you'd expect markets to react in line with the data, which is what we keep being told by these central bankers. So the data is getting worse, i.e. inflation is pushing higher. We saw the US figures last week. So inflation we're seeing tick higher, but the markets are kind of seeing through that and just saying that for whatever reasons that we can't really understand too well, but the markets themselves are saying that central banks are still dovish despite elevated inflation numbers. So we're going to carry on as we are for now. So that's what these central banks are saying. We're getting worsening data, but we're going to continue to cut into these higher inflation numbers. Now, the problem is if you cut too much, we might see a significant reemergence of inflation. But for whatever reason, the central banks collectively seem to be pretty calm about this bump in inflation. And we'll see if they're correct or not, because we've spoken quite a few times how that's not always the case. So a bit of bad news for the UK economy, a bit of good news for the UK economy. The first bit of bad news is the claimant count change has increased significantly. We were in positive territory last month, and we've seen a negative number, as in more people claiming unemployment. Quite a significant swing, actually. You're talking about 37,000 job swing for the UK economy. Now, average hourly earnings are ticking higher, so it's outstripping inflation, which is the good news for the UK economy. However, again, it is inflationary. So the more people have jobs, the more money they have in their pocket, the more likely they are to pay higher prices. And there's all these little news events that just suggest that inflation could prove a bit of a problem for these central banks. Now, we need to ascertain whether central banks, which are guiding markets right now, are correct or not. We're not too sure that they are, but that wouldn't be the first time we've said that. They've been incorrect on many occasions over the last 3 years. So we're going to be hearing from the Governor of the Bank of England at 9:30 due to participate in a panel discussion titled Preserving and Enhancing Open Financial Markets. Interesting. Now, you're always looking to see if there's questions it's a panel discussion, so there'll be Q&A. So might be interesting for the pound. The markets are always listening to these events, seeing can they glean any kind of perspective from a central banker regarding interest rates, and that will impact potentially some other market moves. The German Zoo economic sentiment number, we're expecting a bit more of a positive number coming out of this news event. Now, 19.9, the only real observation is it will be the highest number in the last 6 months, So, mild positivity for the German economy. We've got elections now this weekend for the German economy. So we might get a resolution on the political side for the German economy. It does have its structural issues and concerns. Largely, how does it deal with Donald Trump and, you know, these reciprocal tariffs dynamics which are coming into play on the 1st of April. So that's very likely to set the cat amongst the pigeons with these markets. Who's going to get the higher tariff, the rates of tariff? The rhetoric coming from European side is that we will fight fire with fire. So this is the problem. It's the reaction that many of these, especially something like Europe, is going to be able to fight its corner. And certainly a lot of the rhetoric that's coming out of Europe is pretty aggressive towards the US administration. So let's really see how all this plays out. So Empire State Manufacturing Index, we've got that at 130 as well. We've got Canadian inflation, looking like it's ever so slightly ticking a little bit on the higher side from the previous numbers. They're all looking slightly positive. And that's really our main focus for the day. So we don't seem to have Donald Trump this evening. Well, it's not in just yet, but we do have Donald Trump tomorrow evening. Oh no, that's at 2 p.m. So tomorrow at 2 p.m., I'm always frightened to see what these things are about now. Due to speak in a joint interview along with Elon Musk. Okay, Fox News, that's going to be quite interesting. We'll have to stay tuned for that one. And we may be hearing from him again most evenings this week. So let's see. It's hard to double guess what Donald Trump will and won't do. So look, we've still got, although inflation is looking sticky at best, slightly elevated at worst, we're still seeing central banks lean towards rate cuts. So coming back close to 4% for the RBA. Okay, so the big question is, where does that leave us with these markets? Well, we're seeing a bit of risk on with the indices. We're seeing a bit of risk off with the dollar. The potential for some yen strength still exists, although it's been kind of pulling back over the last 4, 8, 12, 16, 20 hours, really. We've not stretched our legs just yet on the trade. So we're still in the Euro yen to the downside. So indices, the buy trade is there. It's an ascending triangle. We've broken above these highs. We do have the potential to place our stop loss at a decent level. So there's a buy trade in the indices. Not all the indices are in a position. And you know, the melt up in the German DAX is incredible. Not even pausing for breath. It's just continuing to rally. So your only opportunity really is to buy all time highs, because it just keeps grinding higher and higher and higher and higher. It's not particularly a market you would instinctively, based on the fundamentals, you'd look to sort of capitalize on. Whereas something like the CAC, you know, we're very close to all-time highs, but we're not quite there yet. But we're still melting up in a pretty significant way. If you look at the price action since mid-January. There's a lot of challenges coming down the line, but some of these stock moves and rallies don't seem to take any of that into consideration, it seems. So we absolutely have the risk-on trade with the equity space. Now, we've kind of rolled over to the downside, a little bit of dollar strength yesterday. We look at it on the hourly. Sorry, on the daily, should I say. So we kind of have this narrowing of price action. So we'd be instinctively looking for the dollar to continue to weaken. You can see there's a bit of dollar strength as things currently stands. Limited reaction really out of the pound. I suppose the reaction was yesterday. We did get some further upside. It's now a structural failure trade to the upside. So dollar weakness is still on the cards. We're still looking for another structural failure trade to the downside for the yen. We're looking for that across the board so that yen strength trade can still be relevant for us as things currently stand. Dollar Swiss, bit of a bounce. Like we're seeing in the euro dollar, it's just an upside down picture of the euro dollar. We're not making any significant moves. We're getting close to making the move as in yesterday's low and Friday's low, but we're not really seeing that structural failure trade just kick in just yet. So that dollar weakness trade is still there, but it's kind of being held up. And again, the Aussie dollar potential reversal trade is still intact. It's just not really moving anywhere just yet. Even there, if we zoom out of the New Zealand dollar, you can see where, if I get up or up. So we'll have a look at these things in just a second. But, you know, we're still in this consolidated phase. And we're quite close to actually breaking out to the upside. But this price action here is not particularly convincing. So I'll come back to these. So we leave these levels up because we'll be referring to them now in just a second in the European live trade room. So not quite able to just pull the trigger, but our bias is still to the downside for the yen. It's currently having a really quite a strong pullback as we speak. So gold and oil. So we still like crude oil below $70. We're not that interested in buying it at these current levels. If we rally to the upside, $72, we might get an opportunity to start selling again. So if it rallies a bit higher, we look at a sell trade at slightly higher prices. Maybe it does rally up to the $73 again. There's certainly been a consolidation now for markets like crude oil. And yeah, gold, our bias is still to the upside with all the central bank purchasing. Again, it's like the CAC and the DAX. It's melting to the upside, and it's been on a massive, massive rally. All driven by central bank purchasing. Now, so this is basically our trade plan. Let's put this down on screen and then we'll look to see if we can pull the trigger. If we get a breakout like we've seen over the last couple of hours in the S&P and the NASDAQ, and we do actually want to be active buyers in that, we're just literally waiting for a bit of a pullback in that space. Bond markets are telling us absolutely nothing. In fact, are slightly elevated, if anything. The 10-year, where we're just bouncing off those lows. Giving the Fed really no space at all to cut rates as things currently stand. And we're seeing a slight uptick in the 2-year as well. Currently, rates are at 4.5%, 4.27. with the potential for this market to just rally a little bit higher, it doesn't really give the Fed much room at all, which is really why we did a bit of analysis yesterday on CME Fed tool. And it just suggested that, you know, we're looking at really one rate cut between now and year end, which just brings it down to 4.25. So that's what the market's pricing in. And it's remarkably bullish under those circumstances. So let's amend then our trade plan. We'll post it into the chat box. If you want to understand why these markets are perhaps there's a lack of distinct clarity, perhaps with our trade plans right now, it's really because of the overall sort of market dynamics. So let's make amendments then. Australian rate cuts, is there an implication? Only really by association, in the sense that we're seeing this bump in inflation going on across the board, Pedro. But the markets, and for now, central banks are still remarkably dovish, as in cutting rates, are talking about cutting rates, even when we're seeing this little bump in inflation. Now, what we're hearing is that this is only a bump and we'll be back to 2% in a short while. And we're still seeing central bank cut rates. So that's what the market is really acting upon. Now, the problem comes if this little bump in inflation actually gets worse. And it does have certain dynamics for that to get worse. Today's UK jobs wage number, if you have wages expanding, it means people have more money to chase fewer goods and services, so it pushes prices higher, which means the Fed can't cut rates, and it has this sort of knock-on effect. But all the central banks, all the major Western central banks, they all seem to be following the same playbook. And we discussed yesterday how often they get that playbook actually really quite wrong. And they keep saying, we're going to follow the data. Well, if you're following the data, you should probably be pausing. But they're actually looking at the data and saying, okay, we can still cut. So we'll see. This could all end very, very badly in a few months. So, and that's what makes it, you know, quite challenging. So yes, there is an implication by association, but not necessarily directly. It'll be a little bit more impactful for the, well, there's not much movement out of the Aussie, but you'd expect there would be a little bit more of an impact for the Aussie dollar. But yeah, it's more about what it suggests about other central banks and whether the theme is still intact. And the RBA are saying that the theme of cutting rates is still intact for now. Does that make sense there, Pedro? It's actually a really good question. Okay, so disconnected risk on market conditions. Let's use the word mixed risk on so we've got risk on and risk off markets. So yeah, dollar weakness. Maybe we can put them both on the same line. No, let's not do that. Okay. So we're still looking for some Japanese strength. We have to be a little bit patient with that trade. Yeah, we've still got gold. The overall bias is for the gold market to strengthen. Okay, so we can either, oh no, sorry, sorry, the dollar weakness and the US indices is a risk on market dynamic, whereas the yen and the gold trade would be your risk off trades. Okay, so it's quite a difficult trade plan today, but trying to give these markets a little bit of context, a little bit of background. We've got the risk on trade, which is the weakness in the dollar, and the strength in the indices. Might look at the S&P and the NASDAQ just to see if we get make a bit of profit on one of those. We'd like a little pullback if we could. So the yen strength, it's currently pulling back. The momentum is very much to the downside for the dollar yen, euro yen, and pound yen. And we're looking for that next leg lower. So you've just got to be a little bit patient short term. Yeah, strength in gold. So this is largely due to central bank purchasing. So further upside expected there. And that crude oil trade is really below that $70 level. So it's not a bad idea to really keep all options open as these market narratives are proving, unfortunately, a little bit contradictory. Okay, so listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you can join us for the European trading session, we'll be looking to see if we can capitalize on these opportunities. So on that note, listen, thanks for joining us. Take care of yourselves, and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.